NFL Week 15 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We got a 75% hit rate on our bets this year. That is big money. Today, we got four more locks.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
This is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, we have one of the highest accuracy rates for betting on NFL spreads this season. If you've been following our picks, I guarantee you, you have been making money. I've been making money. Nifty's been making money. Your grandma's been making money following our picks. Today, yep, we have four more locks and two bonus picks for you. So make sure to watch this episode until the end.
Let's jump right into it. We got Broncos. They are 4-point favorites at home versus the Colts. This is an interesting game. The Broncos have been on an upswing as of late. And to me, anytime the Broncos are at home, you always have to factor in the altitude because they play at Mile High Stadium. This is a mile high in the air. So players who are not used to the climate tend to struggle. When they played Cleveland last week, Nick Chubb, he missed almost the whole second half of the game. And he didn't even have an injury. Like, there was nothing wrong with him. So there was no reports. But that was down to the fact that he was struggling with the altitude. And here's what I look at. I see Bo Nix versus Anthony Richardson. Where are you going to put your money on? A quarterback who has 17 touchdowns and 8 interceptions? Or the other quarterback who has 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions? When you go back and look at Richardson's season, he has had more than 10 completions only 4 times all year. This is a quarterback that only completes 10 passes a game. So they're up against the Broncos, ranked 6th in the league in rushing, like their defense. So the ball's going to be put into Richardson's hands, and that guy just seems to struggle this year. I'm taking a Broncos team that hasn't lost to a sub-500 team all year. Broncos by 4 in the altitude.
Yeah, I think we have two teams coming off the bye week, which is interesting. So they're both going to be freshly ready for this game. The Broncos are putting up points. I mean, they've won 3 in a row. They've put up 38, 29, and 41 points. Not against the greatest competition, but guess what? The Colts are also not the greatest competition. The Colts have lost 4-6. Interesting stats here. As we said, we like Bo Nix. He's really coming into his own. Since week eight, so the second half of the season, the Broncos have the 7th best passing game in the entire league. In the same time frame, the Colts have a bottom 10 passing D. So I see Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton red hot. I see a Colts passing defense who isn't very good. And then just like you mentioned, the Colts, the only thing the Colts can do kind of well is run the ball. But the Broncos have one of the best rushing defenses in the league. So it's going to be up to Anthony Richardson to keep up with Bo Nix in their passing attack. I don't see that happening. Another thing, I see Denver's number 1 in the NFL in sacks. So I'm thinking they're going to get to Richardson, maybe cause a fumble or two. So I think, yeah, Denver, they're 4-2 at home this year. Mile high advantage. Take the Broncos -4.
I like it. Okay, let's move on to the Cards. These guys are 4.5 favorites at home versus New England. And this is nice. We got a couple home teams here for us. You know, typically we're trying to pick these guys and they're always on the road. But this week, we got some favorites at home. This is lovely. What do we like here?
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, I am a Patriots fan. This year hasn't been too kind to our Patriots. I'm kind of secretly hoping that we lose every game to get the number 1 pick. They're 3-10. They've been a little bit more competitive lately as Drake May has improved. It's kind of a surprising line to me because just a few weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, the Cardinals were looking like the best team in the NFC West, right? Then they lost 3 straight games, 2 against their division rivals in the Seahawks and 1 against the Vikings. So those are 3 tough opponents, a couple of divisional games. Now they've got the Patriots, who they're not a good team. Plus, the Patriots are flying west to Arizona to play this game, which we know the stats say teams flying west play very poorly, even when the teams are good. Now, the pass defense has been decent lately. They've got a top 10 pass D and run D over the past 8 weeks. But the Cardinals' offense, even though they struggled over the past 3 weeks, they're pretty good. And especially on the ground with James Conner, they have the league's 3rd best yards per carry on the ground against a subpar run defense overall throughout the whole year. I think the Patriots just struggle to move the ball. I think the Cards defense is good enough to stop them. They're probably going to struggle to put up maybe 17 points here. I see the Cardinals getting well into the 20s for points wise. So I'm looking like the Cards minus 4.5 could be a good pick.
Absolutely. Cards, they're in a must-win situation here for a chance at the NFC West, in my opinion. And luckily for the Cards, they're up against an offense that ranks near last in every category. New England's 31st in pass yards per game. They're 32nd in points per game. The 30th in total yards per game. So that's gonna be really difficult for them to keep on track with an Arizona offense that can be quite explosive. The Cards have a 6th-ranked rushing offense, so they should be able to just move the ball on the ground steadily against a New England defense that ranks 20th against the run. So, yeah, like we said, I think this is a must-win situation for the Arizona Cardinals, and they take it by 4.5 at home.
Yeah, 100%. All right, this next game, I think this may be my most confident pick of the week. So we have the Commanders minus 6.5 against the Saints. Now, the Saints were already a bad team, and then they just lost their starting quarterback, Derek Carr, to a season-ending injury. So we have Jake Haener and Spencer Rattler are the potential quarterbacks against the Commanders. Then we have the Commanders, who are coming off a bye. They lost a couple of games there. Jaden Daniels struggled for a few weeks there against tough competition. Then they came back and absolutely smoked the Titans, and they got a bye week. I think the Commanders see their opportunity to establish themselves as one of the better teams in the NFC. Looking at a wild card spot, they need to finish the year strong. And I see a Saints team that these guys barely beat the Giants with Derek Carr. Now they have no Derek Carr. They have like, I don't know, these guys aren't even second stringers. These are like third, fourth stringers in the NFL. These guys are coming into a Commanders team who has, these guys allow the third fewest yards through the air, the Commanders defense. So I don't think these quarterbacks are going to be coming in and doing anything. I think the Commanders are going to be able to stack the box and try to stop Alvin Kamara, probably try to put the ball in whichever quarterback is playing for the Saints' hands. I see the Commanders coming in, winning this game easily. I think this could be a blowout.
This should be absolutely be a blow. You could adjust your odds here and put it to 25 points if you want. There's just no way that the Saints will come even close to the Commanders in this game. Starting quarterback gone. Utility player Taysom Hill done for the season. Star receiver Chris Olave gone for the season. Star receiver Rashid Shaheed gone for the season. So basically, what Washington has to do, just put 11 guys in the box and stop Alvin Kamara. Boom. Mm-hmm. Game over. So this should be real easy, I think, on this one. Like, yeah. Also have Marshawn Lattimore officially playing for Washington this week. He's an old Saints cornerback, Pro Bowler. I think he could come in, have a big game, maybe get a pick six or something like that.
Yeah, one stat I key in on here is the Commanders over the past 8 weeks have the third most yards on the ground, only behind the Lions and the Eagles. The Saints have the NFL's worst yards per carry allowed on the ground for the entire year. 32nd ranked. They allowed 5 yards per carry, and they're against one of the best rushing teams in the league with their third string quarterback. Like, this is a sure thing right here, right? This has to be a sure thing.
It has to be. There's no way. There's just no way. There's no way New Orleans can win this.
All right, let's move on to our fourth pick in our four combo bets. And just to remind you guys before this pick, if you take all four of these bets in one combo bet, it's the Beanstalk bet. We make all these bets on BlockBet, and you're going to get an additional 10 to 15% in winnings on your bet if you use it, BlockBet, which you're not going to get on anywhere else. And you can find that in the description. The referral link is in the description here.
I like it. All right, what game are we looking at here?
So we got the this is going to be one of the games of the week here. Packers minus 3 at the Seattle Seahawks. What are you thinking here?
So typically when you think of the Seahawks stadium, it's like the loudest in the league, you know, next to Kansas City. And you think they got the home field advantage. Like, there's no way Seahawks can lose at home. But interestingly enough, the Seahawks are 3-4 at home, while the Packers, on the other hand, are 4-2 on the road. So that's pretty interesting to look at. I'm going to be stacking my chips in favor of the Packers, not only because of their better road record than Seahawks home record, but because I'm also looking at a veteran coach in Matt LaFleur versus a rookie coach in Mike McDonald. So I also see a better quarterback with Jordan Love. You know, he tends to make less mistakes than Geno Smith. Geno Smith has actually won me a few bets this year because of his mistakes. So I'm looking at Team Green Bay. They boast the 5th best running game in the league, and they're up against the 21st ranked run defense. So in my opinion, I think that the Green Bay Packers, who have an equally good pass offense, but a better run offense. Should be able to move the ball on the ground. They have a better home. They have a better away record. And I think that, you know, if you take LaFleur as the veteran coach over a rookie coach, I think there's just a higher likelihood of mistakes happening on the Seahawks side of the ball. So I think we go with the team that makes the less mistakes, and that's the Packers by three here.
Yeah, interesting. And to continue that point you said, so Jordan Love, over the first eight games of his season, he was making some mistakes. He threw 11 picks in his first eight games. He hasn't thrown one in three games. I think he's maturing. You know, he's still a young quarterback, but he's playing well. We watched that Lions-Packers game last week together, and I think people, like, the Packers are right there. You know, like, they almost beat the Lions in Detroit. The Lions are the best team in the NFL. The Packers, I still think people are sleeping on the potential of the Packers making a deep playoff run this year. They're not quite at the elite level that maybe the Lions or the Eagles are, but I think they're right there. And people forget, again, they'd won 8 of 9 games coming into that road game against Detroit. So this is a seriously good team. Now, Seattle, they've seemed to figure it out lately. They had those two big wins over the Cardinals, which I mentioned earlier when we were talking about them. But I just think the NFC North is a different beast, right? The Packers have been playing the Lions, the Vikings. These are really, really good teams. The NFC West isn't great this year. So I think the level of competition that the Seahawks are used to is not quite where the Packers are at, facing these elite teams every week. And I agree with you, like the Seahawks, they can give up some yards on the ground. Josh Jacobs, fresh off his 3-touchdown performance against the Lions, I think he could put up a similar thing against the Seahawks here. So I'm looking at, look, I think the Packers are a better team. I think they're a good road team. I think they've been playing better competitions. So I see them coming into Seattle and winning this game by more than 3 points.
Okay, well, those are our four locks for the week. And as you know, we like to toss out some bonus picks. So for the four locks, just to reiterate, we do have the Packers. They are 3-point favorites on the road in Seattle. We had the Cardinals. They are 4-point favorites at home versus New England. We have the Broncos, 4-point favorites at home versus the Colts. And our ultra lock of the week is the Commanders by 6.5, you know, or 30, on the road versus New Orleans.
Yeah.
So now let's get into our bonus picks.
All right, I'll throw my bonus pick up here first. If you've been watching our NFL show all year, you know I love the Eagles. I've been betting on the Eagles all year. These guys have won, like, what, 9 or 10 in a row? They have not been steering me wrong, and I'm going to continue to roll with the Eagles here. We have the Eagles at home, -5 against the Steelers. This is a great game. There's some great games this week. Like, we didn't even talk about the Lions-Bills because it's too tough to pick, but good week of games in the NFL. Eagles-Steelers, the Battle of Pennsylvania. The Steelers are good, but I don't think they're great. And they're playing without George Pickens, who is their number one weapon on offense. They recently lost to the Browns. They barely beat the Bengals, tight division games, and they beat the Browns last week without Pickens. I don't think they're going to be able to keep up. I think they would struggle to keep up with the Eagles with Pickens. But with no Pickens, I don't think that Russell Wilson is going to be able to move the ball enough. Like, the Eagles' stats are so impressive, man. Obviously, 9 wins in a row. They're with the number one defense in the NFL, the number one rushing attack in the NFL. They're averaging 210 yards per game over their last 8. The Steelers D is ranked in the top 10 as well, so it's going to be a pretty good matchup there. But the Steelers offense, for me, doesn't match up against the Eagles defense very well. Eagles with the number one defense. I think the Eagles will move the ball on the ground, as they always do against every team. I know there's some, you know, it's like, oh, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, what's going on there? But I think when it comes to on the field, these guys are going to get it done. The Eagles are just, there's no weakness on this team right now for me. And with the Pickens being out is the factor I need. So take the Eagles by 6 or more.
Yeah, Russ Wilson, he's got that moonshot ball that everybody's talking about. He just kind of launches out to Pickens. And if you don't have him, you know, I feel like the offense kind of already struggles a little bit as it is. You know, they rely a lot on those 50-50 balls. So they're going to be relying on their defense against the Philadelphia Eagles, who tend to beat teams by at least a score or two. So I like that pick.
And we were just talking earlier about how, like, man, the Eagles, they might not start fast, but they just grind teams down, right? And I feel like against the Steelers, this is a perfect matchup where it might be 10-7 at half or something, right? And then just by the end of the game, it's 28-10 Eagles, because they just pound you into the ground, so.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So for my pick, I'm taking the Texans as 3-point favorites at home versus Miami. So the Texans have dominated this series over the years, winning 7 of the last 10 meetings against the Dolphins. Houston is also 5-0 in the last 5 games at home against Miami, and is 6-2 in the past 8 home games overall. Dolphins, they're 1-5 against the spread this year in the last 6 games against opponents in the AFC South. Texans are 8-3-1 against the spread in the last 12 games played in December. So Miami 2-4 on the road, while Houston 4-3 at home. I think CJ Stroud now has Nico Collins back. That is more like his home run shot. This is a 6'4", 220-pound receiver, whatever it is, who runs 4.4 speed. This is like his outlet, and this is the home run chunk play guy that they finally have available back with CJ Stroud. They both have comparable defenses, both allowing 22 points per game, and have similar run and pass offenses in that respect. But for me, I'm going with the home field advantage, and Houston is scoring an extra 3.5 points per game on average and put up more yards on the ground than Miami. So to me, both have equal defenses. One team is putting up almost an extra 4 points per game all season. Houston has a home field advantage. Miami doesn't necessarily have that heat and all that stuff that they can typically leverage to their advantage. Nico Collins back, better ground game. I'm taking Texans as 3-point favorites here at home versus Miami.
Yeah, it's interesting. This time of year, it's December. Look, it's cold, it's snowy, right? In the background, you can see this is when the real playoff contenders start to show themselves. And earlier in the year, we were so bullish on the Texans, right? And then they kind of weren't the best. But I wonder if now that Nico Collins is healthy, if they can kind of form their way into being a team that can make a run in a potentially wide open AFC, right? Just the Chiefs aren't great. Bills can be beat, as we saw by the Rams. Maybe the Texans can come around and be a contender after all. You never know, right? So we'll see.
That's it. All right. Well, there's our four locks of the week and our two bonus picks. Make sure you guys do your picks on BlockBet. It is by far the best odds. You build these parlays, they really stack up. And we've been making some good money this year on our spreads, our spread picks.
Yeah, 100%. BlockBet is the best way to bet. If you have any of your weekly locks, drop them in the comments and we'll check them out.
Yep. Hey, make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.